It's Wednesday, the 1st of July, and this is Israel in 10, the Mizgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier in Tel Aviv. Is Turkey the new Iran? I'll discuss that with Mizgav's Noah Lazimi amid the latest row sparked by Israel's decision to recognize the Armenian genocide. Noah explains how Turkey's place at the head of a growing radical Sunni axis is a threat to Israel, but that Erdogan isn't ready to fully sever ties just yet. Hear our conversation in a moment, but first the headlines. Iranian negotiators have refused to meet White House envoys Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, who've arrived in Doha for technical talks. Instead, indirect negotiations are taking place through mediators Pakistan and Qatar. Tehran insists the details of the ceasefire must be agreed upon before there can be any further talks on wider issues such as its nuclear program. It's also announced that its drone and missile capabilities are not up for discussion. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Trump had considered a return to war, but for now prefers to let diplomacy run its course. The EU's Aviation Safety Agency has advised airlines to continue avoiding airspace over Iran, Iraq and Lebanon and to remain cautious across the region. The EASA cites uncertainty over the sustainability of the ceasefire and the possibility of rapid escalation. It's extended its advisory until July 8th. Israel's targeting one of Iran's key financial lifelines, with Defense Minister Israel Katz approving sanctions against dozens of cryptocurrency wallets that are linked to the IRGC. Israel says the digital accounts worth around $8 million were being used to funnel money to Hezbollah and other Iranian-backed groups across the region. Israel has successfully tested the new Iron Beam laser interceptor, integrating it into an upgraded Iron Dome defense system. The trials involved simulated rocket, cruise missile and drone attacks, as well as mass barrage scenarios. Officials say the improvements reflect lessons learned during the current conflict and will strengthen Israel's ability to defend against increasingly complex threats from across the region. And the IDF says it's killed four Hamas terrorists in a series of strikes across northern Gaza over the past week, including a platoon commander, a sniper and two anti-tank specialists. The four were involved in planning attacks against Israeli troops operating in the area. And the mission to destroy Hamas infrastructure continues, with the IDF taking out a number of rocket launchers and launch sites in northern Gaza. Before we get to today's conversation, a reminder that you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at mizgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now to talk about the rising threat from Turkey. Here's Mizgav expert Noah Lazimi. So Noah, as expected, Israel's decision to recognize the Armenian genocide has not gone down well with President Erdogan. Is it safe to say that relations are worse than they've ever been?
It's important to note that before the formal recognition that was granted a couple of days ago by the Israeli government, steps had been taken by the Israeli parliament to advance this issue. But Turkey has been the main hurdle. And so we didn't want to anger Turkey, want to stay on its good side. But the situation changed dramatically way before the current recognition. Ever since October 7th, Turkey essentially has removed all the brakes by taking very harsh economic and legal actions against the states of Israel, openly supporting Hamas and constantly trying to demonize Israel on the international stage. So beside the recognition being the moral thing to do, now there is no longer any point in remaining overly cautious, overly diplomatic with Ankara. On the contrary, Israel must respond and even be proactive. It cannot sit by when Turkey continues to work tirelessly to defame Israel on any possible platform. Now, in terms of the impact, we know that since October 7th, the diplomatic channels have been downgraded, but they remain open to this date. So I don't think Turkey is going to cut off the relations completely. And we also know that the exports of oil and grain from other countries that flow through Turkey continue to arrive in Israel. And I also think that the commercial flights continue to operate. I don't expect a dramatic change in this regard. I don't think that Turkey is going to change its policy. Instead, it will continue to make very harsh statements against Israel, as we've just heard from President Erdogan and other Turkish politicians.
Now, there's another complication for Israel, and that is President Trump's very warm relationship with President Erdogan. Turkey will be hosting the NATO summit later this month, and Trump may announce that he's going to upgrade the Turkish Air Force. Is this a big problem for Israel?
It is a troubling development in the eyes of Israel. The planned sale of both the jet engines and obviously the F-35. By the way, it's not only Israel is concerned, other allies of the United States in the Eastern Mediterranean and also within the United States as well. I mean, the lawmakers who just sent a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio and to the Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, urging the administration not to proceed with this move as long as Turkey continues to possess the SF-400, which was the reason it was removed from the F-35 in the first place. I think it should worry all these parties because, for one, it could enable Russian intelligence to gain insight into sensitive U.S. technology, and it may encourage further a Turkish aggression on top of what's already going on. So yes, in Israel, we do see it as a concern, but we also know that President Trump has proven to act very assertively on a number of occasions when his red lines were crossed. The American pastor back in 2018, threatening to devastate the Turkish economy, and also the sanctions in response to the Turkish incursion into Syria in 2019.
The other issue is Turkey has always encouraged and hosted and supported the Muslim Brotherhood, and that has put a strain on its relations with countries in the Arab world. But there is now this alliance, isn't there, between Turkey and Qatar and Syria and even Pakistan. How much of a concern is that?
Turkey is perceived as this moderate or pragmatic Muslim country that the West can collaborate with and benefit from. And in some cases, it is the case, but in many other cases, it is not. The problem with Turkey is that it continues to support this radical Islam. I mean, just recently, the IDF and the Shin Bet unmasked a network of key Hamas figures that were operating on Turkish soil and were responsible for numerous attempted attacks in Judea and Samaria. Also, we learned from the announcement of the U.S. Department of Treasury quite recently that a group of Turkish money launderers were part of a larger global financing network of Iran and Hezbollah. And these are just a few examples. There are so many others. This image that Turkey enjoys, it disguises its true nature as a staunch supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, yes, there is this move that Turkey is now trying to build this Sunni framework to counterbalance the Israeli regional standing, especially after what we've seen in the major operations in Iran. It fears the growing state of Israel, the fact that Israel is very powerful and also has this competing role in terms of energy initiatives like the IMEC corridor or the EastMed pipeline, just as an example. So Turkey sees it as some kind of a threat to its regional standing, and it will try to reassert its status as the leader of the Muslim Sunni world and as a powerful actor in the region. The question arises whether Turkey is the new Iran. In many ways, it is, because now that we are seeing the Shiite axis being weakened, Turkey will want to take its place. And one of the most prominent examples is how it's handling Syria, which is a de facto client state. We know that al-Jolani is heavily backed by President Erdogan, by Turkey. And Hayat Ahrir Hasham, the rebel group that he was heading that rose to power, was backed by Erdogan for many years. So it's not a coincidence that these things are happening now in Syria. And this is one platform in which Turkey wants to, let's say, fulfill its neo-Ottoman ambition. So it is a concern for Israel. But again, there are also some restraining forces on its behavior because of this relationship with the United States, because of the fact that it's a NATO member, that in a way, again, constrain what it allow itself to do. So in the foreseeable future, Turkey is not going to initiate a direct conflict with Israel. And what's more probable is maybe if there is escalation, maybe employing Syrian proxies to threaten Israel's security and also continue to apply diplomatic pressure to force Israel to retreat from buffer zones and the military positions that it occupies in Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, as well as, again, its attempt to block energy initiatives that compete with the projects that it itself promotes.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Thanks for watching or listening. And please do subscribe using the link below. Goodbye.